President Bush was on the road again this week, part of his 60-city campaign promoting his proposed overhaul of the Social Security system. Most public opinion polls show declining support for allowing individuals to voluntarily invest part of their Social Security payroll taxes in private accounts. Yesterday in Shreveport, Louisiana, Mr. Bush appealed both to regular citizens and a key Louisiana congressman. NPR's John Itstead was there.
All this week, Shreveport was buzzing at the prospect of a presidential visit. There was added excitement at Strawn's Eat Shop, a Shreveport institution just a block from the Centenary College Gold Dome, where the president was to speak. Cathro Jackson is a waitress at Strawn's.
I was excited because I work at Strawn's, and I thought maybe he would come over here and have a slice of pie or something with us. So.
Regular lunchtime patron Don Weir, an attorney, says a pass for the event is one of the toughest tickets ever in Shreveport.
Next to the tractor pull, I think. Right up there, yeah. Just kidding.
Notwithstanding Weir's Aw Shucks Act, the Shreveport-Bossier area in the conservative northwest corner of Louisiana is home to several hundred thousand people. Still, that's not enough people to give the president's proposal a boost in the national polls. Weir says there's another motive for the president's visit here.
I assume the reason he's coming here is because Congressman McCrary hadn't been quite along the party line. And so he wanted to make a pitch in McCrary's backyard.
Republican Congressman Jim McCrary is chairman of a critical subcommittee in the House through which any Social Security legislation must pass. And while McCrary supports the idea of private accounts, he, like a number of other Republican lawmakers, is concerned about how they'll be funded. The president's proposal would require trillions of dollars in borrowing to fill the hole in the Social Security Trust Fund that would be created if payroll taxes are diverted into personal accounts. For the president, building some momentum here among the congressman's constituents might get McCrary on board, too. But the day before the event, there were varying opinions about the president's proposal at Strawn's. 45-year-old accountant Bob Patterson was enthusiastic.
It does give the lower middle class a chance to access the stock market. You know, they can invest in their own future rather than just getting what they know they're going to get out of Social Security.
Chris Cicchetti, a 32-year-old philosophy professor at Centenary, who managed to score a ticket for the event, says he's nervous about changing Social Security.
I like the idea that part of my paycheck goes to pay for people who came before, for people who are retired now. I'm therefore skeptical about private accounts because of just sort of what it symbolizes. I'm now worried about me and my retirement and my money and not us and the people that came before.
Across town at Herbie K's, another Shreveport gastronomic landmark, 57-year-old proprietor John Bean is worried about the president's plan, too.
I'm a Republican. I have concerns about putting citizens' money in the market. You know, is this a guarantee? Is it going to make money, or can they lose money like other people lose money in the market? The president might sell me. We'll see.
After a week of waiting, the president's arrival at Centenary College brought the crowd of 2,500, many of them Republican Party faithful, to their feet. Congressman McCrary introduced Mr. Bush.
He's a real leader. Real leaders don't shy away from real problems.
When it was Mr. Bush's turn, he offered perfunctory introductions of the other Louisiana lawmakers in the arena, but he was effusive in his praise of Congressman McCrary.
I'm real proud of the job Congressman Jim McCrary is doing. He's one of the smartest, most capable members of the House of Representatives.
With the introductions over, the president turned his attention to the matter at hand, convincing his audience of the problem with Social Security.
And the problem is, how is a younger generation going to pay for all the promises that the government can't keep? Major tax increases, significant benefit cuts. That's what's going to have to happen unless we act now.
Then Mr. Bush pitched his idea for private accounts.
I mean, let me tell you some of the benefits of this. First of all, you own it. It's yours. The government can't take it away from you.
After the event, outside the Gold Dome, it was clear the president had made some progress with one of Congressman McCrary's constituents, Centenary student Courtney Powell.
I was a little persuaded. I like to sit down and probably go through the facts a little bit more, but I was kind of convinced that maybe looking at Social Security and reevaluating it might be a good idea.
At the Java Junction coffee shop, where our group from Strawn's reconvened after the event, accountant Bob Patterson remained positive.
He's a great salesman. It was really an easy job today for him. But I learned a couple of things I didn't know before. I didn't realize that we were going to be able to pass the accounts down to different generations.
Out at Herbie Kay's restaurant, John Bean had watched the president's performance on the TV above his cluttered bar.
Apparently it was more PR than anything. I didn't learn anything new. I still am not sold on it. I'm just not getting the information I need.
Whether in the end the president made any progress here with Congressman McCreary will become clearer if and when legislation on a Social Security overhaul begins to take shape on Capitol Hill. John Idstey, NPR News, Shreveport, Louisiana.